Dear Editor, I was interested to read Wyatt Tremblay's Library Link in the February 15th City View highlighting the importance of Freedom to Read Week. Wyatt's article rightly advocates for our freedom of opinion and expression. He notes that attempts by individuals and groups to ban books in Canada is on the rise. I also read the Calgary Herald column by Calgary Library CEO Sarah Mayor on this topic and actually went through it with my yellow highlighter marking all the things I agreed with, which was practically the whole thing. So why'd I feel uncomfortable? In the spirit of Freedom to Read Week just passed, I hope to be heard here. Wyatt states that if you are concerned about a book, you don't have to read it. Agreed. He also states, however, as a parent, you can decide what your children read, which feels a little too easy and simplistic. It seems to me, I'm a parent, that we presume we can drop our older kids off at the library and that it's a relatively safe place. Then we discover books for teens 14 to 17 with gratuitously explicit graphics urging kids towards sexual experimentation with lines like, "Whether for a night or a lifetime, a great place to research fantasies and kinks safely is on the internet." Turns out, the majority of STIs are treatable, and, if caught early, no biggie. When consumed right, porn can help you discover new aspects of your sexuality, with porn being referred to as a fun sugary treat. These statements are misleading our kids. Is there a line to not cross here? Any safeguards? Parents are rightly alarmed. Then when they communicate their concerns, they are dismissed or shamed for their due diligence. If you are Wyatt, or someone who disagrees with me, and you're still here reading, thank you. It's my opinion that the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, mentioned frequently in conversations like these, is being misappropriated. The Charter was intended, in part, to protect Canadians' ability to promote the search for an attainment of truth, rather than to defend highly controversial materials about gender and sex from parents who simply have, first do no harm, concerns for their kids. Libraries are quick to claim virtue in freedom to read, but is that freedom mainly with regard to sex or gender diverse themes? Are they just as keen to provide a variety of views on current and historical events? Are libraries service best when we have the freedom to read a variety of material to determine truth for ourselves, and when reasonable boundaries are maintained to protect children? Janice Craig, Airdrie, AB.